Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. Join us for a 30-minute worship service where we sing and pray and worship the Lord, have a message from God's Word, lift up the name of Jesus, and let's praise Him now. Let's worship together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh, yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name, and we do welcome you to this time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Be ready a little later on in the broadcast toward the end to take down our contact information. And if you will, tell someone about our ministry from time to time. Thank you so very much. The Word of God to begin today's broadcast comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 12. He hath made the earth by His power. He hath established the world by His wisdom and hath stretched out the heavens by His discretion. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. What a great way to start this service. All right, let's take a Melodies of Praise hymnal. Let's go to page 238. Sing along with us. Get ready for prayer. When He reached down His hand for me. Glory to God. Do you remember the time? And if He never has, today can be the day.
Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, and was wretched and vile as could be, but the Savior above gave me peace, joy, and love. When He reached down His hand for me, when He reached down His hand for me, when He reached down His hand for me, I was lost and undone without God or His Son. When He reached down His hand for me, I was nearing despair when He came to me and He showed me that I could be free. Then He lifted my feet, gave me glory complete. When He reached down His hand for me, without God or His Son. When He reached down His hand for me, how my heart doth rejoice since I made Him my choice. From the tempest to Him, now I flee. Now I lean on His arm. I'm secure from all harm. Since He reached down His hand for me.
You feel Him reaching down toward you today, just reach up and take Him by the hand. Repent of your sins.
Since the Lord gave me peace, heavenly joys never cease. Lord, I give all my life unto Thee. Guide my feet, hold my hand, grant with Thee I may stand. For You reached down Your hand for me.
Oh, sing it with us and let's praise Him. When His Savior reached down for me. God or His Son, when He reached down His hand for me. Oh, let's sing it one more time. Let's praise Him. When He reached down His hand for me. When He reached way down for me, I was lost and undone without God or His Son. When He reached down His hand for me. And remember, His hand reaches farther down than you can reach up. But you can clasp hands in hand with Jesus. And today can be the start of your journey, walking hand in hand with Jesus and holding to God's unchanging hand. We're going to pray today that the Lord will speak to some heart. And today will be the day that someone in this audience repents of his or her sin. And I want you, those of you that are saved and you know Jesus as your Savior, to have faith and join with us in this prayer in one mind and one accord. We're going to ask the Lord to speak to someone that's unsaved. But let's go to the Word of God, the precious promise today from Matthew 5:16. He says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Hallelujah. All right, let's pray together. We're so thankful, Lord, that we have the opportunity of letting our light shine before You. Lord, we're glad that we have the opportunity of exposing good works, Lord, that can only happen because you are in our hearts and in our lives. Lord, when men see our good works that you manifest yourself through, I trust, Lord, that they will realize that the glory belongs to you. We want to give you praise and glory, Lord, for everything that is due you. And we thank you today, Lord, for dealing with hearts. And we're thankful, Lord, for exposing sin in our life. And we're thankful today, Lord, that, you just have a way of shining the light upon us. Let us to see our hearts, Lord, as you see our hearts. And today, Lord, could be the day that someone who has either backslidden or has never repented of his or her sin, today can be the day, Lord, that he or she looks up to you and just says, Lord, I need to be saved. I am sorry for my sin and I repent. I ask you to cleanse me from my sin. Something to that effect, and believe that the Lord will do it. I know, Lord, that your ears are open and your eyes are watching and you're waiting for those prayers. You're just willing to forgive. You're more willing to forgive than most people are to be forgiven. I pray, Lord, that none in this audience will perish, but that all will be saved. There may be some different names being mentioned right now by our audience of their loved ones and their friends that need to be saved. I pray you'll speak to those hearts today. Lord, we don't want anyone to fall short. We don't want anyone to be lost. And Lord, we know that you're not willing that any should be lost, but you're willing that all should be saved. You came for whosoever will. Use this service for your glory and honor, we pray. Let it be the means of touching some heart in Jesus' name. Worship with us now.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
One more time, hallelujah.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah. And he wants you to serve him too. All right, let's take our next one from page 239. Let's sing, Oh, What a Savior.
He left the Father. Savior. Oh, hallelujah. His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail scarred. His side was riven. He gave his life blood for even me.
Our broadcast ministry is a work of faith, and it's listener-supported, and you're the reason that we're here, and you're the reason that we're here because you pray for us, and you help us from time to time with our finances. It takes a lot of time and money to keep this going, but it's worth it all if just one person gives his or her heart to Jesus during the time we're here. If you would like to send any offerings, or checks, money orders, song prayer requests, or if you don't have any money, contact us anyway at the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And if you don't want to write a letter, you can call or text 618-214-1410. And then also our website where you can hear the broadcast anytime, 7 days a week, www.pentecostalradio.org. Just click the Listen Online link, select the day, and click on it. You can worship the Lord. And I update those every week, so they're always fresh, new programs. Have your Bible open in just a little while to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Here's one entitled, I Lean on You, Lord. I lean on you, Lord. I lean on you, Lord. For the things that I need, I lean on you. When I don't know what to do, I've got the faith you're gonna see me through. To supply my every need, I lean on you. I've been on the mountain when the sun was shining bright. I've been in the valley when the clouds were black as night. I've been betrayed like Jesus by a friend who wasn't true. But in the good times or the bad times, Lord, I learned to lean on you. I lean on you, Lord. I lean on you, Lord. For the things that I need, I lean on you. And when I don't know what to do, I've got the faith you're gonna see me through. To supply my every need, I lean on you. Hallelujah. Let's lean on him today. You know, I've heard the battle raging, that I prayed till victory came. There's been times I really thought, Lord, you don't even know my name. But I've been blessed and I've been down to where I didn't know what to do. But in the times of joy and sorrow, Lord, I've learned to lean on you. I lean on you, Lord. I lean on you, Lord. For
the things that I need,
I lean on you. And when I don't know what to do, I've got the faith you're gonna see me through. To supply my every need, I lean on you. Hallelujah. Well, sometimes we just improvise as we go along. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, he himself God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let's read one more verse. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. And we'll have to continue this broadcast, I'm sure, this message on another broadcast. But let's look at the temple of God. We pass many beautiful churches, and here in Mount Vernon, there are many, many churches located on different streets and different locations. Some of the buildings are more beautiful than others, but each one of them presents the temple of God. He says here in verse 16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God? Each one of those buildings, and our building at 3rd and Casey here in town, also represents the temple of God. But it is just a building. It could be used for other purposes, God forbid, but it could be. But we are the temple of God. And the Holy Spirit is seeking to call attention here to the Corinthian church. He wants to point out their wrongs and their difficulties in questioning, beginning with the question, know ye not that ye are the temple of God? Note them in the concordance in 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17, excuse me, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. He gives us this, I have planted and Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. May the Lord help us here. And in verse 19, chapter 6 and verse 19, he gives us this verse. He tells us here, what know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and not in your spirit, which are God's. The question is asked, know ye not? Excuse me for a little stuttery reading there, but I'm thankful today that we can read the Word of God. The early church were not dumb, but some of them were unlearned. They just had not been taught. Somebody made a statement to me one day, said, I'm dumber than you are. I said, no, you're not dumber than I am. You've just been trained in a different field of study or a different occupation than I am. They didn't know much about my job, and I certainly didn't know much about their job. But neither one of us were dumb. We were both intelligent in our fields. But I want you to know, if the Corinthian church perhaps would have known, and if it could have had effect on their divisions and their dissensions. And today it may be the same. It may be formalism or ceremony or indifference or overt acts of sin in the world. But I want you to know, we as saints of God need to know some things. If a Christian, you are indeed dwelt by the Spirit. The Bible says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If Christ is not your Savior, then you are indwelt by a demon spirit, such as the man of the Gadareans. You may not conduct yourself such as him, but you have the spirit of the enemy in your heart and in your life. But if it be the temple of God, then it must have worship within. If you are the temple of God, whether you're gathering in the church or not, there's going to be some worship and praise in your heart. Are you interested in worshiping the Lord, or are you interested in blaspheming his name? I've heard some people take the name of the Lord in vain, and it was a terrible, terrible thing to hear, because they were talking about my Savior, and they were talking about the God that saved my soul and baptized me with the Holy Ghost and meets my needs and so on. Brother Bob Chambers from Paducah, Kentucky, heard some men cursing one day and taking the name of the Lord in vain, and he called their attention to it, and he said, why don't you take the devil's name in vain? He's your God. He's the one that you're serving. Why don't you leave my Lord out of it, my Savior out of it, and take the devil's name in vain? Well, there are people today that are just unlearned, but they need to learn. Know ye not? There's some things that we need to know. And by the time we get through with this message in the next broadcast or two, we hope that you will know that ye are the temple of God. And the temple of God is a temple that's filled with worship and praise and is reaching out for souls. Thank you for worshiping with us today. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We're here weekends at this same time. Send any mail to Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And again, the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.